The next step in the evolution of records management may come from the nonprofit sector, and the help will include some people who are pretty experienced with the federal government and their records situation. Your agency does not have to do that by itself. Jason Barron is co-chair of the Information Governance Initiative, counsel for Drinker Biddle, and former director of litigation for the National Archives and Records Administration. Jason, thanks for coming on the program. It has been a while since you've been on. I appreciate you coming back. Tell me about the Information Governance Initiative and how agencies may be able to leverage what you're going to help them do. Thanks for coming on, Jason.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. The Information Governance Initiative is a new think tank and consortium of companies that is aimed at evangelizing what records and information management means in 2015. And a bunch of us, including Barclay Blair, who's a well-known information governance guru, and my colleague at Drinker Biddle, Bennett Borden, founded the IGI about a year ago. We're going to have our first anniversary next week at Legal Tech. And we're attempting to have a conversation in the space to introduce the very best products and services that deal with the big data environment that federal agencies have to encounter, as well as in the private sector. And so we have been doing lots of activities as IGI members, getting out there with the sponsors we have to talk about products and services that will help in trying to cope with the data deluge.
What difference has that data deluge made in the way that agencies manage the records that they have to preserve? We talk on this program all the time about analytics and all of that, but there's the simple matter of just deciding what to keep and what to get rid of, and then the matter of keeping that stuff and making sure it gets to the to NARA appropriately. What's the biggest challenge in that part of the data deluge, Jason?
There are huge challenges in the public sector space. I spent 34 years in the government, including at the Justice Department, and 13 as Director of Litigation at the National Archives. What we recognized early on is that there's a coming tidal wave of electronic and digital stuff that will be tagged as permanent records of the government and will eventually show up at NARA's door. And so I was very proud to be part of a group of individuals, including the Archivist of the United States, David Ferriero, Paul Wester, the Chief Records Officer, and Gary Stern, the General Counsel of NARA, pushing for some kind of policy leadership. And that happened in 2011 with President Obama signing a Managing Government Records Directive, a memorandum, and then following up with OMB and the Archivist of the United States issuing a directive in 2012. And this is very important to try to deal with the data deluge. What the Archivist is telling agencies is that by the end of 2016, they have to manage their electronic mail in electronic form. No more print to paper. There needs to be a way to manage all email in electronic form. By 2019, by the end of this decade, agencies need to start transferring permanent records to the National Archives in digital or electronic form. So not just email, but all the forms of records that the government creates will have to be in the future beyond 2019. If they're created or received and they're permanent records, they have to be in digital form transferred to the archives. That means no more paper coming in to the National Archives after 2019 for newly created records. There'll be decades of paper that are still coming, but all the email that is designated as permanent and all other forms of records that are permanent under record schedules for hundreds of federal agencies are going to need to come in digital form. This is transformative. This is an inflection point in the history of the United States and the world to take on this challenge. I was very proud to be part of a set of policy initiatives that are going to help ensure that this comes to pass.
Jason, we just have a minute or so left, but I went back and read the memorandum and some of the other materials that you just talked about, and my sense is they're very clear about what agencies are expected to do, and there won't be much of an excuse for noncompliance when we hit some of those deadlines. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
I think there'll be a lot of watchdogs out there, inspectors general, GAO, Congress, looking at agencies, so we need to have a conversation. That's why the coalition for public sector information governance leadership is so important. ARMA and AIM and a bunch of other organizations, including the Information Governance Initiative, have gotten together this week and have signed something which is now out in the world. We're going to be trying to help NARA meet the 2016 and 2019 deadlines with education, with training programs, and to have a smart conversation. And I'm very happy that the IGI is part of this new coalition.